It's time for Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. Brought to you this season by Best Way Express, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now for Red Hill Saluki basketball action.
Hello, friends. Greetings and salutations from Bridgeport. This is Brett Hartman. Rob McKinley is alongside as we get ready for Red Hill basketball right here on The Legend, 99.3 and 910 AM. I'm filling in for Adam Reinhart tonight. He's got something else going on.
Right. He's working.
Yeah, he's working. He's got prior engagements. We're getting ready to see the Red Hill Salukis take on the Sisney Running Lions. Sisney comes into this ballgame 4-12. They're coached by Kevin Bowen. And as always, the Red Hill Salukis, coached by Brian Havel. They're 8-12 on the season. This is the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BESTWAY for keys to a new career today. Rob, keys to this ball game for the Red Hill Salukis. What do you got?
Just play smart. Solid, play good defense, run your offense. I know Sisney struggled some. We saw them a little bit down at Wayne City. They went 1-3 down there. They're a senior-laden team, basically. But, they have to come out and play good defense. And Red Hill, for the most part, has played better at home than they have on the road. So hopefully that will hold true tonight.
Absolutely. And as they tout the 8-12 record, the Salukis are looking to build a little bit of momentum going into the tournament that we got coming up. It's 2 weeks left of the season,
yeah,
Rob.
Right. Well, you got Red Hill's got one tonight, three next week. They got six games left. Five of them are at home.
Wow.
They've got Tuesday against Lawrenceville and Wednesday against Paris, a rescheduled game. Then they go to Robinson. Then we've got Edwards County and Florida at home. So five of their last six are at home. So,
Not looking too far ahead, but of those next six ball games, because tonight I think that just judging by looking at these ball clubs, I think Red Hill's going to walk out of here with a victory.
I think so. Robinson's the best team there of the rest of their schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. Who? What do you think the record's going to be out of that? Six games?
If they would go 3-3, they would be 11-15. I'd like to see them go at least 4-2, but take one game at a time and try to get to 9-12 today.
Absolutely. Okay, so who can we look for to have a big game tonight for the Red Hill Salukis?
Well, hopefully Drew Moore had 25 last night. He had 17, all the 17 points in the first quarter.
Awesome. So, all right, that has been the Best Way Express pregame show right here on The Legend. Call 833-BESTWAY for keys to a new career today. If you've got a Class A CDL, give them a call. We'll be right back with the action right here on The Legend, 99.3 FM.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Class A CDL drivers looking for a company that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you desire. Best Way Express is the company for you.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BESTWAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road Monday through Friday and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, mommy and
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
You're listening to Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
We're broadcasting live from Bridgeport as the Red Hill Salukis get set to take on the Cisney Running Lions. This is Brett Hartman alongside Rob McKinley. Got a little showcase here from the cheerleading squad from the Cisney Running Lions. Rob, as we get set to play here, you mentioned Drew Moore. We look for him to have a big game, but talk about some bench players.
Well, Landon Race came off the bench. Matter of fact, Tuesday night he came off the bench, scored 17 points against Hudsonville. But they need that, especially Landon and Mitchell Nash. Whether they score a lot of points, you know, it gives you some minutes off the bench. And I like to see Corbin Childress have a nice game. I don't think he's a struggle necessarily, but hasn't been scoring quite as much as I think he'd like to, and see if he can get something going from Corbin tonight.
Yep, and Corbin Childress is getting the start tonight, per the usual. Let's kind of go over some of the starters. We've got Chase Murray, Corbin Childress, Parker Havel, Drew Moore, and to round it out, got Andy Wells.
And for Cisney, they're going to start Jordan Hosick, a 5'9 senior. Dane Buxton, a 5'9 senior. Blake Atwood, a 6'5 senior. Zach Tannehill, a 6'3 senior. And Josh Ferris, a 6'1 senior.
So their starting lineup is laden with seniors. However, their bench, they only have two juniors. Everyone else is a sophomore or a freshman. A lot of 5'9 guys on this Cisney Running Lions ball club. I was noticing that as I was filling out the score sheet here. And the Cisney Lions come out wearing their all-orange uniforms with
blue
numbers with white trim. And as always, Red Hill coming out with the white uniforms. Got the red, I would say the name's in red, and they've got the blue trim. And then the numbers are blue with red trim.
Yes.
I really do enjoy.
Yeah. Those are new uniforms this year for the team.
And bad toss, and they're gonna re-jump.
Try it again.
They're gonna re-jump, as there was some confusion there. And Andy Wells will jump it up against. Is that John Ferris?
I can't see if it's.
Nope, that's Blake Atwood.
Blake Atwood,
I'm
sorry. Yeah. Reset the clock to 8 minutes.
All right, here we go. And the tip is controlled by Cisney. And Dane Buxton will bring the ball across the timeline. Dane Buxton, number 13, dishes it to Jordan Hosick. Hosick on the wing. And he dishes that off into the corner for Blake Atwood. Blake Atwood dribbles. He's hounded by Murray there. Dishes it back over to Buxton. Buxton back over to Atwood. Atwood at the top of the key looking for a guard.
Slookie's in a man-to-man defense.
Absolutely. And he dishes it to the wing. Bring it back out. And there's 32. That's Josh Ferris. He gets his first handle of the game. Salukis with an aggressive trapping defense right now. Ferris in the corner, dishes it back out to Atwood. Atwood at the top of the key, looks to get set up. He's hounded by Murray. Dishes the ball over to Ferris. Ferris dribbles, drives, tosses it into the corner to Buxton. Back up top to Ferris. And then there's Atwood on the wing. Atwood spins, and he dribbles it back out. He'll set back up one more time. This Red Hill defense is stout so far, Rob.
And this really hasn't looked to shoot the ball. They haven't gotten the ball inside yet.
Not attempted one shot so far. Looking to generate some movement, but not a lot going on. There's a lot of confusion in this Cisney offense so far.
I think it's all for travel.
We got to travel. So first turnover on the night. And again, this game is brought to you by People's State Bank, your community bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, now offering full-time cardiology services. And Parker Havel will bring it across the timeline. He dishes it off to Shoulders. Shoulders to Wells. Wells takes it up. Oh, and he is stuffed Stuffed by Blake Atwood. And the Sisney Running Lions will control the possession, bring it across the timeline.
Looked like Wells had a direct clear pass to the basket, but Atwood came from out and got the block.
Atwood's up top with the ball.
And he dishes it off to Hosek. And we've got a whistle, got a foul on the floor. This one's going to be on number 10, Parker Havel. That'll be his first foul. Do want to thank you for joining us for this Red Hill Salukis ball game. Sisney will control it down low. Buxton will be the trigger man. Oh, 5-second call. That's another turnover. Well, or do they get a timeout? Nope, turnover. That's turnover call, yeah. Number two.
Well, they didn't see him with the hand of the ball, but it looked like a fast 5 seconds. But yeah. Then
Drew Morrow set it up and bring it across the timeline. He dishes it to Murray. Murray on the wing. Passes it to Shoulders up top. Andy Wells down low, up, and he misses the layup. All right. Sisney Running Lions not running. They're pretty patient with their offense.
At least Randy's had a couple of good shots, so maybe they get it inside to him.
Yeah. Well, Wells definitely has the size advantage over number 30 there, Zach Tannehill. Atwood's been the trigger man so far for the Sisney Running Lions. He's controlled it, and he dribbles, drives, picks up his dribble, and dishes it back out to Buxton. Buxton dribbles, drives, dishes it off to Zach Tannehill for the first Sisney points. And the first points in this ball game, Drew Moore brings it across the timeline, looks to push a little bit, gets a screen from Andy Wells on the wing, goes up, no foul, there's a little contact there, scramble for the ball, and Sisney comes down with it. Buxton's going to bring it across the timeline for the Running Lions, and he dishes it to Atwood, and there's a little bit of a pause in the action. Dishes it back out to Buxton. Buxton on the wing, as he's being hawked by Corbin Shoulders. And he dishes the ball to Josh Ferris. Josh Ferris back up to Jordan Hosek. Hosek to Atwood, who has it on the wing, controlled. Back to Buxton, sorry. There's Ferris, dribbles, drives, and he turns the ball over. That's three turnovers already. Havel to Shoulders in the corner. Shoulders for three. He gets it, knocks it down. Corbin Shoulders. Maybe he's getting off the snide, as you called for already.
Hopefully,
Rob.
A little bit of man-to-man full court press. Stolen by Moore.
Stolen by Moore. He dishes it to Murray. Murray lays it up nice and easy. He didn't even jump on that one. And the Red Hill Salukis lead this ball game 5-2 with 4:23 left. Let's spend a look at our Best Way Express scoreboard. And while we have a break in the action, I think there was a little bit of a foul there. There's a conference with Brian Havel and the referee. Want to thank a couple more of our sponsors. Want to thank Ambrough Federal Credit Union, helping you grow your finances. And Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County's pizza. Red Hill continues the pressure.
One thing this might do is speed up the Sisney offense, too. I don't know.
Yeah, very well might be. See, there's Buxton at top. And he dishes it to Atwood on the left wing. Loses his dribble. Dribbles, drives.
Moore knocks it away.
Drew Moore tips that one out of bounds.
So looks a little more aggressive on defense these last two times down. I'm not sure if they're still in the man-to-man, if they've gone to a... I still think they're in the man-to-man.
Yeah. They're setting up in the man. Hosek dishes it off to Atwood. Atwood in the right corner. Dishes it to Ferris. Ferris up, and it is in. I'm sorry, that's Zach Tannehill with his fourth point. And the game score is 5-4 Salukis. Havel will bring it across the timeline as they sit in their half-court offense. Shoulders on the wing. Pump fakes, nothing. Dishes it to Drew Moore from the free throw line. Up, and it's no good, but Wells comes down with the rebound. It's up, and it's no good, but Havel, he breaks up a pass, and then he turns it over. It's the first turnover for the Salukis on the evening. And Sisney will get in their offense. Atwood, top of the key, dribbles, drives, shoots. No good. Chase Murray comes down with the rebound. He pushes it. He's going to look to take a shot here, and he is. He's stuffed by Blake Atwood.
That's his second block.
Number 14, and they replace him with number 33 off of the bench. That's Connor Branch. He's a 6'1 freshman. Shoulders up, and it is good on the layup. Corbin Shoulders with 5 points already, Rob.
Yeah.
And a look at our Best Way Express scoreboard. We got 3:14 left to go here in this first quarter. Salukis lead the Sisney Running Lions 7-4, and that brings Mitchell Nash off of the bench. He replaces Andy Wells. Corbin Shoulders will shoot the and one here. It's up, and it is good. Corbin Shoulders rolling so far for the Salukis.
He's got six of the eight.
And they are still pressing. Sisney breaks the press, brings it across the timeline. That's Dane Buxton on the dribble. He's at the top of the key. Dishes it off to Tannehill on the wing. Tannehill to Josh Ferris, who dribbles. Has it knocked away, but Sisney comes back with it. Here's Connor Bratch. And he loses it out of bounds, but looks like it was tipped by a Saluki ball handler. And there's 2:50 left to go here in the first quarter. Saluki's in control so far, 8-4. They inbound, and it's another Sisney turnover. That's number four already.
Chase Murray picking that one up, yeah. He tries to dribble through, almost just.
And
they called Murray for kicking the ball, I think.
Not sure on that one. Looks like he dribbled into the middle of the Sisney defense. And when you're 1-on-4, it's not a recipe for.
So it's a recipe for disaster.
It is a recipe for disaster. I was going to say that. Let's see. We've got Ferris at the top of the key. And he's looking for a guard. And we've got a timeout by Kevin Bowen. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take a break here on The Legend with more Saluki basketball right after this.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
And we're back at Bridgeport looking at the Best Way Express scoreboard. We've got 2:27 left to go here in this first quarter. The Salukis lead the Running Lions 8-4. There's one team foul apiece, and Sisney will look to set up their half-court offense here. Rob, four turnovers already.
They call a foul, and it's going to be offensive foul.
No, I think it's offensive 3 seconds.
Oh, it's 3 seconds. Okay.
Yep. Ferris was parked in the lane there for 3 seconds. And Havel will bring the ball up the court.
You have to validate your ticket to stay there, don't you?
Yes, you do. That's five turnovers already.
Yeah.
In the early goings of this ball game, Mitchell Nash looks to post up. And Drew Moore tosses it to Havel. Havel back out to Moore. Moore to, shoulders retrieved it, but it was Murray. He wasn't looking. Buxton up, and it's blocked by Drew Moore. Great hustle by Drew Moore to get back. Havel, he's being trapped. And we've got a push on number 10. That's Jordan Hosek.
That's his second, I believe.
We will.
They mark up one on it, but I thought they had him up there.
And Havel has the ball at the top. Yeah, they didn't get the foul up there on the scoreboard. Dishes it down low to Mitchell Nash, and he misses the layup. That's three missed layups already. Yeah. And looks like Ferris got Atwood got away with a carry there. Dribbled the ball a little too high. Buxton at the top of the key. Or is that Hosek? Hosek to Atwood. Yeah. Atwood dribbles. He's a lefty. He's looking to drive. Yeah. Dishes it back out to Hosek. He gets around Havel. And it back to Atwood on the wing. And Hosek in the corner. He dribbles, drives, passes it to Ferris. Turnover, number 6. Chase Murray, that's got to be his second steal already. Drew Moore in the right corner as he looks to drive. Loses his dribble a little bit, reconvenes. He's got Chase Murray at the top of the key. Corbin shoulders from the wing for 3. He misses that one. And the Sisney Lions come down with it. But Corbin shoulders still with the press. And Mr. Atwood will bring the ball up across the timeline for Sisney. And he loses it. That
right
number
to Chase Murray,
7.
Yeah. Got it. Moore, and he got the layup.
Moore on the layup, his first 2 points of the evening. And the Salukis lead the Running Lions 10-4. We got 45 seconds left to go here on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Call 833-BESTWAY for keys to a new career today. If you're a Class A CDL driver, give them a call. 833-BESTWAY.
Chase Murray picked up a foul. Landon Ray entering for Red Hill.
And Landon Ray, the 6'1" junior. Atwood will be the trigger man. He dishes it to Buxton. Nope, that's Hosek. I keep getting those two confused for some reason. And Hosek dishes it to Atwood. Atwood brings it across the timeline and picks up his dribble here. Looking for a guard. And he dishes it to Hosek. Hosek's got it at the top of the key. He's looking for some movement. There's not much movement in the Sisney offense. Dishes it to Atwood in the right corner. And Atwood waits for a guard. This is it. There's Buxton. Buxton on the wing, looking for a guard. Dishes it to Hosek. Hosek to Atwood. Atwood dribbles, drives, picks up his dribble. Dishes it to Hosek, and back to Atwood at the top of the key. Looks to set up. Gets the screen there from Zach Tannehill. Tannehill rolls, but Atwood still with the ball. Picks up his dribble. Drive. He puts the floater up, and he gets it before the buzzer. And on the Best Way Express scoreboard, the Salukis lead the Running Lions 10-6. We've got second quarter action from Bridgeport right after these messages on The Legend.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no-fluff, no-nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
And you're listening to the voice of Saluki Sports on The Legend. This game is brought to you by Citizens National Bank of Albion and Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy. Saluki's lead here early, 10-6, as we start the second quarter. Saluki's put up a shot. It is no good. Corbett shoulders at the top of the key. Dishes it to Drew Moore on the wing. Drew Moore back out to Andy Wells. And Andy Wells to Corbett shoulders. Corbett shoulders with the mid-range jumper, and he knocks it down. Corbett shoulders is hot tonight. Rob, you called it in the pregame show.
He's 3 of 4 from the field.
And Atwood will bring it across the timeline. Dishes it to Buxton. Buxton looking for another guard and a little bit of movement from the offense. Buxton dishes it to Hosek. Hosek avoids the trap, dribbles out of it. He's got the ball at the top of the key. Gets a nice pick there from Bratch.
Almost talked by Pecker Havel.
And Atwood with the layup, no good. So Lukey's come down with it and look to push. Corbett shoulders to Drew Moore at the top of the key. To Ray on the wing. To Wells. And back out to Drew Moore. Parker Havel at the top of the key. And to Wells in the corner. Corbett shoulders.
Got it
free
again.
Throw line. Got it again. Say, he's 4 for 5 tonight?
I think so.
4 for 5. Corbett shoulders running up the stat sheet right now.
10 points.
Salukis continue to press. Tip the ball up. And they come down with it. Another Running Lions turnover.
Landon Ray misses
Landon
the shot.
Landon Ray misses it. Not close. Landon Ray, the 6'1 junior off the bench for the Salukis. His mid-range jumper was no good. We're going to have some substitutions. That brings back in number 32, Josh Ferris for the Running Lions. And they get the ball in to Buxton. Buxton's going to look to bring it across the timeline, but Corbin Shoulders continues to press him. And Buxton picks up his dribble. These guards pick up their dribble quicker than any other team I've seen in Lawrence County. And they throw it away.
But a give and go. I've got 9 turnovers now, I think.
That's what I've got as well. Pretty easy to track them. And the Red Hill Salukis lead the Running Lions 14-6 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. If you've got a Class A CDL, give them a call, 833-BESTWAY. And Corbett shoulders in the corner.
Gonna shoot again.
He's hot. That's a heat check, and he knocks it down. That's another three. His second three on the night. Corbin shoulders filling it up for the Salukis. He's looking most of their offense.
Yeah, he's looking to shoot too. It's a good thing.
Buxton will bring it across the half court, and they would have turned it over, but Drew Moore kicked it. So we've got a sub coming off the bench. That's number 3, Jace Hatcher. He'll replace number 13, Dane Buxton. Hatcher. He is a 5'6 freshman for the Sisney Running Lions. And he'll get the pass to bring the ball in. He's got a little more speed, a little more aggressiveness to him, what it looks like. He brings the ball across the timeline, but he picks up his dribble quick as well.
He's down by the center line, yeah.
And he dishes it to Atwood on the wing, left wing here. Blake Atwood, he's a lefty. Number 14 for the Sisney Running Lions. Picks up his dribble. Dishes it to Hosek in the corner. And Jordan Hosek looks to start something. He's being ball hawked by Parker Havel. Dishes it to Ferris. And then he gets the shot. It is no good from three. Drew Moore brings the ball down. Looks to push a little bit like he does. Just hit the Havel in the corner. Havel. No, that's Ray for three. Misses it. No, that was Havel.
That was Havel.
They look a little bit similar. I'm not too familiar with this Red Hill ball club. And Buxton will bring it across the half court line. And he's being hawked by Havel. Havel plays great man to man defense for the Red Hill Salukis. And don't look now, but there's turnover number 10 for the Sisney Running Lions.
More layup.
Good. Layup, and it's up. It's good, and he will go to the line for the and one. Drew Moore, he's got 4 points on the evening so far. Drew Moore to the timeline. Got 4:44 left to go in the first half. Salukis lead the Running Lions 19-6. It's a quiet game here in Bridgeport. Does this gym have a name? Name this one after anybody?
Red Hill High School Gym.
Red Hill High School
Gym. I guess.
Drew Moore knocks down the free throw.
I do
know
it's
5 points.
I do know it's about 90 years old. Yeah. 1927.
Nice setup, though. I really like the setup in here.
So Murray replacing Moore in the lineup.
And Buxton will look to bring it across the timeline. Corbin Shoulders continues his pressure. Blake Atwood, top of the key to Hatcher. Hatcher dishes it to Hosick.
Connor McKinney's in for Red Hill also.
I gotcha. Yep, there's Connor McKinney right there. Atwood in the corner against Murray. Murray with the pressure. He's done a great job so far. Oh, they got away with travel. Ferris gets blocked by Andy Wells. Wells dishes it to McKinney. McKinney on the baseline. He brings it back out top of the key. Pulls it up for three, and he misses everything. There is. That will be Sisney's ball. And on the Best Way Express scoreboard, we got 4:06 left to go here in the first half. 20-6. Saluki's in control of this one early.
Red is 10-0 this quarter. Almost another turnover.
Yep. Atwood with the football style pass. This is it to Hatcher. Hatcher goes up. And he draws the foul. It's the first foul by Andy Wells. Yeah. Andy not sure on that one, but he did leave his feet.
Yeah.
And that'll bring Jace Hatcher, the 5'6 freshman, to the line. It'll be his first free throw of the evening. Hatcher wears number 3 for the Lions. And he knocks that one down. First points for them in the second quarter. And his second shot, it's up. And it's good.
They rolled around again.
Jace Hatcher, he knocks down both of them. Corbin Shoulders will bring the ball across the timeline for the Salukis. This is off to Ray in the corner. He pulls up for three and misses, but Chase Murray comes down with a rebound against the tall Timbers down low. And he drives and he loses it, but I think he was fouled. I believe that's a foul on number 30, Zach Tannehill. Be his first on my score sheet. And the Salukis will have it down low. Parker Havel. Nope, that's McKinney on the trigger. This is at the shoulder. Shoulders, his first miss in a little while.
Well,
but McKinney taps it back out to Havel. Murray up at the top of the key. Shoulders in the corner. Drew Moore set to come back in off the bench. Kenny at the top of the key. He dribbles, drives, picks up his.
Travel.
And a call for the travel. Only the second Salukis turnover so far in this ballgame. That'll bring Drew Moore off the bench for Shoulders. So we got a little break in the action. This game is brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic. Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa Sanders here to handle all of your back and neck pain. Hatcher to Atwood. Atwood brings it across the timeline, but he picks up his dribble again.
He
had all the room.
Yeah, but he stopped. He slid, I think.
I'm surprised they didn't call him for a travel there. Hatcher ditches it back out to Atwood. Atwood being hawked by Ray there. Similar size to both of those players. I think that Atwood is 6'2". And he dishes that. Oh, but another. And Drew Moore with the steal. They'll look to push. Drew Moore up for the layup, and it's up, and it is good. Drew Moore's coming on. That's his 7th point. And the Salukis fall back into a man-to-man defense. No more pressure as they lead this ballgame on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 22-8. Got 2:49 left to go here in this first half. Hatcher's in the corner for the Lions. He dribbles it, picks up his dribble again, dishes it to Hosick. Hosick's not taking a rest so far. He dishes it inside, but it's tipped out of bounds by Andy Wells. And Hosick will be the trigger man down low. That'll bring Mitchell Nash off the bench. He's gonna spell Andy Wells. Andy Wells will get a little breather.
Very seldom does Brian play both Nash and Wells at the same time.
So no Twin Tower action that you used to see in the 90s from the likes of the Houston Rockets and the San Antonio Spurs. Atwood on the left wing here being hawked by Murray. Dishes it to Jordan Hosek from the corner. Knocks down a three ball. Rare three ball. That's the first three ball in the night. Jordan Hosek's first points as well. Drew Morrow looked to bring it across the timeline. Mitchell Nash sets up, posts up there. He's got clear size advantage, but the ball is tipped out of bounds as they tried to feed it into him.
And Shoulders got, and Havel back in.
And they'll replace McKinney and Ray. They'll have a seat. And Chase Murray will be the trigger man, as he used to be for the Red Hill Salukis football team. Dishes it to Havel. He lays it up and it's in, and he'll go to the line for a free throw to look to complete the and one. And on the Best Way Express scoreboard, we've got a 24-11 lead for the Salukis. Havel's free throw shot, it's up, and it is no good. Sisney comes down with it. And the Salukis pull back their pressure just a little bit. Hatcher brings it across the timeline for the Sisney Running Lions. He's being hawked by Drew Moore there. Drew Moore with the rare size advantage over someone he's guarding. And another Sisney turnover. Yeah, dribbles it off his foot.
Yeah, and Moore picks it up.
And he's going to pull up for three on the wing, and he misses that one. But Nash comes down with it. It's up, and it's no good. He misses another layup. Four or five missed layups for the Salukis already. One dry spot for them. Atwood on the left wing here. He dribbles, drives, picks up his dribble. Dishes it to number 32. That's Josh Ferris. He's at the top of the key looking for a guard. He picked up his dribble. Hatcher getting a lot of playing time, the freshman.
Yeah.
He dishes it to Jordan Hosek. Hosek dribbles it back out. Off his foot again. Corbin Shoulders looks to push. He's up. The layup is no good. And Sisney comes down with the rebound, but they turn it over one more time. That's two turnovers there in 5 seconds for the Sisney Running Lions. I've got 13 turnovers for them, Rob.
I've got also 13.
So Corbin Shoulders, how many does he have already?
Well, let's see. He got to 13.
Wow. Corbin Shoulders, 13 points already here in the first half. Got 1:14 left to go. Chase Murray on the sideline there. Dishes it to Moore. Moore to Havel in the corner. Cross-court pass. Corbin Shoulders on the wing. Dishes it to Moore. Back out to Shoulders. Shoulders to Havel. Havel to Shoulders. And Moore in the corner. A lot to keep up with here. Moore dribbles, drives, and he gets called for the charge.
Yes.
As Zach Tannehill takes the charge there for Sisney. One bright spot for them. He's got 4 points already. And that's Drew Moore's first foul.
Landon Ray for Moore.
And Drew will take a breather. Probably won't see him for the rest of the first half.
Only 55 seconds to go in the half, so.
And looking at the Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis lead the Sisney Running Lions 24-11.
The ball tipped, but it's going to belong to Red Hill.
Another turnover there for the Sisney Running Lions. That's 14. Let's see if they can't get to 15 here with 54 seconds left to go in this first half. Corbin Shoulders will be the trigger man. Dishes it out to Landon Ray. Landon Ray for three. He knocks it down from the corner. Landon Ray, he's got ice in his veins. He doesn't show too much excitement, Rob.
No, he doesn't. He's...
Sisney looking to pass it in. They're having trouble against this. There's another one.
Shoulders.
There's number 15 on the turnover. Corbin Shoulders, another basket. Corbin Shoulders is on fire. We've got a foul down low. That looks like that one's on Landon Ray. Rob, you called it in the Best Way Express pregame show. Corbin Shoulders having a big ball game tonight. Sisney just having so much trouble with this defense.
Another turnover.
Another turnover. That's number 16.
They had the right idea on the fast break. It just led them a little bit too much.
Yep, they broke the press, but they didn't have the numbers.
And now see if Red Hill will hold for the last shot.
Yep, Havel brings it across the timeline. He's in no hurry. Coach Havel tells him to just pull up a little bit there.
Makes Sisney take onto a zone.
Rare zone for Sisney. They've been running the man-to-man tonight. Corbin Shoulders on the wing there. Dishes to Havel at the top of the key. We've got 10 seconds left to go in this first half. Salukis are in control.
Landon Ray
from the corner. He shoots it, and he misses. Sisney comes down with it. They're going to take a shot. He gets it off in time. If it's good, nope. It is no good. And on the Best Way Express scoreboard, the Red Hill Salukis lead the Sisney Running Lions 29 211 here in Bridgeport. We will have your Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime show after these messages right here on The Legend.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Tuesday, February 6th,
People State Bank presents
Pack the Play.
The Red Hill Salukis will host the Lawrenceville Indians in boys basketball, and you get in free.
That's right, free.
Thanks to People State Bank. Lawrenceville and Red Hill High School Fellowship of Christian Athletes groups will be hosting a food drive at both schools leading up to the game and ask that anyone coming to the game bring a food item to donate to Fish and Loaves. It's Tuesday, February 6th,
Pack the Play.
When the Salukis host the Indians, don't miss the action.
It's Pack the Play, February 6th.
Everybody gets in free thanks to People State Bank.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Casey State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Class A CDL drivers looking for a company that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you desire. Best Way Express is the company for you.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BESTWAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Not owned by a big corporation, that means lower rates and fees for you. When you're a member, you're a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrall Federal Credit Union can offer a better way to do your banking. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, next to Walmart in Lawrenceville. 618-943-2913. Membership eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has what you need to please that hard-to-shop-for family member this year. Dremel Tool Kit, only $69.99. Milwaukee M18 Compact Combo Kit for just $209.99. If you don't know what they want, grab one of Leggett's gift certificates. With a tool selection that would make Santa blush, Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has what you need to please the handyman or woman in your life. Need stocking stuffers? With tools and accessories for $9.99 or less, you can't go wrong shopping at Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport.
And it's time for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Show. Brett Hartman alongside Rob McKinley. Salukis in control of this one, 29-11. They led, 10-6 after the first quarter, but then they really just put it on them there in the second quarter. Rob, let's go over some stats, please.
Okay, well, first of all, we'll look at the rebounding. Red Hill has 9 and rebounds to 6 for Sisney. 5 turnovers, Red Hill with 5 turnovers, but 16 for Sisney. Red Hill is 12 of 29 from the field and 2 of 3 from the foul line. Cincinnati's only taken 8 shots.
Wow.
They're 4 of 8 and then 2 of 2 from the line. Corbin Shoulders leading the way for Red Hill with 15. Drew Moore has 7. Chase Murray and Parker Havel each have 2. Landon Ray has 3 for Cincinnati. Zach Tannehill has 4. And three for Jordan Hosek, and 2 points apiece for Blake Atwood and Jace Hatcher. Again, Red Hill led 10-6 at the end of the first quarter, then outscored Cincinnati 19-5 in the second quarter, and at the break it's 29-11 for Red Hill.
Let's talk about some keys to the second half for the Saluki so they don't let this one just slip away, as we do have about 4.5 minutes left to go in the halftime break here. They're warming up. Keys to the second half, Rob, what do you think?
Well, for Red Hill, you don't have to go to the full court pressure, but you have to play intense on defense. You don't let back and slough off on defense, because that, you know, if you do that, then sometimes that affects your offense. Be aggressive on defense and keep attacking on offense, and I think they'll be all right.
For lack of a better phrase, playing football growing up, you'd always hear, get out to the lead, you step on their throats.
Right.
One of the things I think that the Salukis can do here with the Cisney guards, they'll bring it up and then they'll pick up their dribble.
Yeah.
Trap, cause more turnovers. Already 16 Cisney turnovers to 2 Red Hill turnovers from the first half. If they trap that, cause maybe 4 or 5 more turnovers, I think that we could see the secondary players for the rest of the game and still pull out a victory here.
And one thing, if they decide to go like to the 1-3-1 zone trap or something like that. But, you talk about they like the killer instinct type of thing. You just, keep your foot down, don't let up. I mean, you don't want to just run all over somebody, get to a point where you can put secondary players in the game. And of course, one thing, he's a little more liberal with his bench tonight because it was not a JV game.
Right, absolutely.
So, some of these kids have it. Now, I do know Reggie was in the Frost Soft tournament over at Lawrenceville. They played twice today. Earlier this morning, they defeated Lawrenceville and then lost to Fairfield later today. And I think the tournament will finish next Saturday. And I think he said they'll have 2 more games next Saturday. Probably, like I said, I don't know who they're playing or anything, but they went 1-1 in the tournament today, so the Frost Soft team will be back at Lawrenceville to finish up that tournament next Saturday.
One of the things I love about Lawrence County and just this area in general, Southwestern?
Illinois? Southeastern.
Southeastern, sorry. Is all the tournaments. There's a ton of playing time for a lot of these kids.
Yeah.
They get a plenty of run.
Yeah.
I want to say for the second half, for the Red Hill Salukis, I would like to see guys like I think we're going to see a big half out of Landon Ray, and hopefully we'll get to see Drake Allen a little bit, and also a little more playing time for Connor McKinney. Look to get them guys some experience as we go into the tournament, and also to build for next year as well.
Because I know that earlier today, Drake Allen and probably Gavin Boltman, trying to think for next year, Nathan Ward, some of those were the Josh Henry. Were the ones that were playing in that
tournament,
that Frost-Off tournament. So they have played a couple games today. So not that they're tired or anything like that. Shouldn't be, but if they can keep this what they're doing here up in third and fourth quarter, that some of those will get to see some action in the last say 4 or 5 minutes of the game.
Absolutely, Robin. That has been your Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime show. As we get ready for the second half here from Bridgeport, we will be back in 1 minute on the Legend.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
It's the start of the second half here in Bridgeport. The Cisney running Lions have already turned the ball over. That's turnover number 17. And there goes another three for Corbin Shoulders as he starts the second half as he did the first half. Corbin Shoulders with the pressure there. And
they're going to call a timeout.
Got a timeout. Yeah. That actually just saved him.
Yeah, 30-second timeout, I think. Yeah.
So 17 turnovers already, Rob. And Red Hill Salukis come out of halftime aggressive, looking at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 7:32 left to go here in the third quarter. Salukis lead the Running Lions 32-11. Both teams, no team fouls here in the second half so far. Corbin Shoulders continues to stay hot. I think that shot was more of a heat check just to see if he still had it
right,
going.
Yeah.
And
make sure the radar was still on.
They'll have a side inbounds here in their own end. Not a lot of movement, even on this inbounds play.
Yeah.
And that one was tipped. Chase Murray with a good defense. I don't even think he's pulled up a sweat yet. And Blake Atwood brings it across the timeline, dishes it off to Buxton. Buxton looking for a guard, does not, and he...
I'm going to call a foul on Murray.
Foul on Chase Murray. I believe that's his second or third. Is that right?
I think a second.
Second foul there for Chase Murray. No trouble there so far. Not one Red Hill player with any foul trouble. Buxton will bring it in from the sideline. He looks to dishes it to Blake Atwood. Atwood on the wing. Tosses it over to Osick, but then it's tipped out of bounds by Drew Moore.
Yeah. Cross-court pass, defense. And Moore was able to tip it out.
Yep, ball hawking like he did as a safety for the Red Hill Salukis in football. Buxton will look to bring it in. Not sure who to pass it to.
Moore tips it out again.
It's tipped out again by Drew Moore. Maybe just let him get it in first.
Yeah.
Let's play this basketball game. Yeah. We've got seconds to tick off.
Yeah,
of
he has 1 or 2 seconds. It goes off the clock.
Yeah. Another cross-court heave. That's over to Ferris. Nope, Tannehill. Tannehill to Buxton. Buxton on the wing. He's being hawked by Shoulders. And then Buxton back to Ferris. Ferris to Hosek. Hosek brings it up. Shoots a little mid-range there. Knocks it down. And that's his fifth point of the evening. Drew Moore will look to bring it across the timeline. Set up the offense.
Little zone.
Dishes it to Havel. A little zone action for Sisney there. Corbin Shoulders on the wing. Dishes it to Havel. Havel up to the top of the key to Drew Moore. So we've got Havel for three. In there for the Salukis, we've got Havel, Murray, Moore, Shoulders, and Wells. And the same starters for the Sisney Running Lions. Hosek, Buxton, Atwood, Tannehill, and Ferris. Atwood on the wing, being hawked by Murray. He picks up his dribble again. Havel on defense there. Back to Atwood. Atwood pulls up mid-range. No good. Andy Wells brings it down. Salukis look to push. Corbin Shoulders. It's up.
Blocked, though.
It's blocked partially by Blake Atwood there. Might have got poked in the eye, actually, Corbin Shoulders. But the Red Hill Salukis will remain in control. We've got 6:03 left to go here in the third quarter. Shoulders, top of the key. Dishes it to Moore. Moore with the floater. It's no good. Brought down by Blake Atwood for the Sisney Running Lions. He dishes that off to Buxton. Buxton brings it across the timeline. Looking for Hosek in the corner. Jordan Hosek. Now at the top of the key. And he dishes that to Ferris. Ferris on the wing, being guarded by Drew Moore. Ferris dishes it down low to Hosek. Hosek posts up, picks up his dribble, and passes it back out to Ferris. Or Tannehill. I keep getting Tannehill and Ferris confused for some reason. Jordan Hosek dishes it to Atwood. Atwood dribbles, drives, picks up his dribble. Back out to Hosek for three. And it is no good. Not a lot of action here. Not much excitement in Bridgeport. No. Drew Moore tosses it to Shoulders. Shoulders back out to Moore, to Havel. To Wells, back out to Shoulders. Shoulders dribbles, drives. There's some contact, but no foul.
Got a jump ball.
We got a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the home team.
Yeah, Shoulders are able to get the Salukis
pretty much having their way with the Sisney Running Lions. Been able to do whatever they've wanted so far tonight. I'm wondering, do you know Sisney, are they a class below the Red Hill Salukis?
Yes.
Drew Moore for three from the right wing, and he knocks it down. There's his first three of the night, and Drew Moore with 10 points. That puts him into double digits. Shoulders continues to press, but Sisney brings it across the timeline, and Buxton picks up his dribble, tosses it out to Atwood at the top of the key. Atwood being guarded by Murray. He's looking for a guard. Not much movement again in that Sisney offense. Dishes it to Hosek in the corner. Hosek dribbles. Puts it up. No good off the side of the backboard. And Chase Murray looks to push. He'll bring it across the timeline. Dishes it to Drew Moore. Drew Moore looking for Corbin Shoulders. Keeping him hot. Shoulders on the wing. Dribbles it to the top of the key. Dishes it to Murray. Murray looks off Andy Wells and gives it to Havel. Havel on the wing. Dishes it to shoulders in the corner. Shoulders with the fake. Dishes it to Drew Moore. From the top of the key for three. It's no good. Assistant comes down with it. That's Zach Tannehill. Dishes it off to Hosek, who could push here, but he does not. Pulls up. He's being guarded by Parker Havel. Hosek at the top of the key, and he travels. That is turnover number 18 on my books.
You're talking about Sisney being, you know, the different class. Red Hill is a two-way school by one student.
Wow.
So they're probably the smallest two-way school.
And then Sisney is 1A, I'm assuming?
Sisney is 1A.
Sisney with the 1A.
Red Hill was 2A last year. There were
five students
last year.
We've got Chase Murray on the wing. He looks to drive. Just is off the shoulders. One. That's a rare Saluki's turnover. Yeah. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, the Saluki's lead the Sisney Running Lions 35-13. We've got 3:42 left to go here in this third quarter. Blake Atwood's going to bring it across the timeline. He's being guarded by Chase Murray. Chase Murray, great defense tonight. He's not filled up the stat sheet. He's only got 2 points. And he dishes it off to Buxton. Buxton on the top of the key. He's being guarded by shoulders. And Buxton dishes it to Atwood on the wing. Chase Murray with the pressing defense there. Atwood picks up his dribble. Dishes it back out to Hosek. Hosek pushes Havel. But let's see, they might have gotten Havel with the reach.
Yeah, he had the reach.
And that'll be Havel's second foul. Sisney will control it on the sideline here. Buxton will be the trigger man. He dishes it to Blake Atwood. I keep wanting to call him Ryan Atwood because there's a TV show from the early 2000s called The O.C., and Ryan Atwood was the main character. And they turn it over one more time. I'm not sure. They're going to get Havel with a foul. That's a terrible call.
I think they're just going to call him out of bounds.
Goodness. Yeah. Okay, they called him out of bounds.
Yeah, they called him out of bounds.
When he was going for the ball, he was pushed out of bounds by the Sisney player. If it's not a foul there, that's not too bad. I mean, you got to give Sisney something. Best Way Express scoreboard. Sisney Lions trailing the Red Hill Salukis 13-35 here in Bridgeport. Let's see. We've got Jordan Hosek for three at the top of the key. He knocks that one down. Jordan Hosek, that's his second three-pointer on the night. Drew Moore looks to push. Dishes it off the shoulders in the corner. Shoulders gives it back to Moore at the top of the key. And shoulders control it on the wing to Moore, to Havel. To Chase Murray in the opposite corner. They reverse the ball. To Moore at the top of the key. Back out to Havel. Havel to shoulders. Back to Havel. Drew Moore for three. Knocks it down. He's hot here in the second half. Rob McKinley. Sisney. Not much excitement in this building tonight.
Two threes this half for Drew.
Ryan Atwood, or Blake Atwood, dribbles it to the corner. Back out to Hosek. Hosek for three. Misses it. Chase Murray brings it down. Dishes it off to shoulders. Shoulders to Moore. Moore to Havel in the corner. Havel shoots it. It's up, and it's short. But Chase Murray on the rebound doesn't jump on the floor. Yeah. That's his second one where he lays it in. Doesn't even jump. 4 points for Chase Murray. And Blake Atwood will bring it across the timeline. Dishes it over to Buxton. Buxton being guarded by Corbin Shoulders. And he dribbles into the corner to Tannehill. And back out to Buxton. Buxton to Atwood. And then to Hosek at the top of the key. He's being guarded by Parker Havel. Parker Havel plays that great man-to-man defense. Shuffles his feet so well. He's got the active hands. And he looks to lock it up. We've got they call it a foul. That's three fouls there on Parker Havel. You look to him to take a seat, possibly being spelled there by Landon Ray. And that's exactly how it'll break down. Landon Ray will come in for Parker Havel. Havel will take a breather with three fouls. He gets the glad hand from the bench and from Coach Brian Havel. Do want to mention on the Best Way Express scoreboard, we got 1:26 left to go here in the third quarter. Saluki's in control of this one, 40-16. Hatcher comes in for the Sisney running Lions. He dishes it off to Atwood on the wing. Atwood dribbles, drives, pulls up, and it's no good. But Ferris comes down with it. And we've got a held ball. That'll be jump ball in the possession arrow in favor of the traveling running Lions of Sisney.
Nash in for Wells.
This game's brought to you by WTHI-TV, leading the way. It's the voice of Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on the Legend. Sisney is setting up their half-court offense. Freshman Hatcher dishes it to Tannehill in the corner. Not much from Tannehill tonight. He represents the size for the Sisney running line.
Ball's going to be turned over.
And there's another turnover. That's number 18.
Over the 10-second line. Back, we're back, yeah. Mitchell Nash had good defense down below and forced the errant pass.
Drew Moore brings it across the timeline. Dishes it to shoulders to Ray. Ray dishes it to Nash. Shoulders the top of the key to Moore on the wing. Looks, doesn't shoot it to Murray in the corner. Back to Moore. And they'll set back up. Shoulders the top of the key. Dishes it to Ray. Trying to get him set up for a three ball is what it's looking like to me. Shoulders the top of the key to Moore. Moore for three from the wing. And he misses his second one in a row. Mitchell Nash comes down with a rebound, though, and they'll set up their half-court offense. Landon Ray, 4-3 from the right wing. He's short, but Nash comes down with it again. He coughs it up, though, and there's a foul on Chase Murray as he runs into the ball handler.
That'll be three on Chase.
Couple of guards with some foul trouble, but that's not going to be a problem here in the second half as the Salukis do have a deep bench. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, we got 18 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Salukis in control, 40-16. Hatcher's going to bring it across the timeline for the Sisney running Lions.
10 seconds to go in the quarter.
And Chase, or Corbett Shoulders is ball hawking Jordan Hosick there. 5 seconds left. Atwood at the top of the key being guarded by Chase Murray. No choice but to dribble. Drive puts it up. If it's good, it goes. It's no good. And on the Best Way Express scoreboard, the Salukis lead the running Lions 40-16 here at Bridgeport. And we will be back in 1 minute with the fourth quarter action here from Bridgeport.
Tuesday, February 6th, People State Bank presents
At the Play.
The Red Hill Salukis will host the Lawrenceville Indians in boys basketball, and you get in free.
That's right, free.
Thanks to People State Bank. Lawrenceville and Red Hill High School Fellowship of Christian Athletes groups will be hosting a food drive at both schools leading up to the game and ask that anyone coming to the game bring a food item to donate to Fish and Loaves. It's Tuesday, February 6th.
At the Play.
When the Salukis host the Indians, don't miss the action.
It's At the Play.
February 6th. Everybody gets in free thanks to People State Bank.
Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
You're listening to the Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
More Saluki Basketball Hoops action on the Legend. This game's brought to you by a handful of sponsors, Lawrence County Health Department, Sippin' Sweet Teas, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Rutgers Candy, and Best Way Express. Call 833-BEST-WAY for keys to a new career today. Corbin Shoulders pulls up for three from the wing. Misses it. Landon Ray gets the rebound. He misses his shot as well. And the Sisney running Lions will control the ball and bring it across the timeline. That's Josh Ferris. He's got no points on the night. Where's number 32? Zach Tannehill has the ball at the top of the key. He dishes it off to Buxton. There's a little more activity in this. Oh, goodness, he got away with a terrible carry there. Dribble it up over his head even. Hatcher with the ball on the wing. He dribbles, drives, it's up, it's no good, it's off the side of the backboard. But Ferris gets the rebound, pulls up, and he knocks it down. He must have known I told everybody he didn't have any points. And the Sisney running line trail the Red Hill Salukis 18-40. We've got 7 minutes left to go here in this fourth quarter. Havel at the top of the key. He just is at the shoulders. Not attempted a shot here in a little while.
Turnover,
he coughs
right
it up.
Up.
That's turnover number 4 for the Red Hill Salukis compared to 19 turnovers for Sisney. And they put that one up, and that one's in. Is that Tannehill on that one?
Number 30,
looking at the score sheet there. Zach Tannehill, he's got 6 points on the night. And the Red Hill Salukis will settle into their half-court offense. Shoulders on the wing. I believe they're in no hurry. They don't really need to score. They could not score for the rest of this ballgame unless this is a crazy run.
You can't have all these turnovers like this.
It's two turnovers in a row on two possessions for the Red Hill Salukis. And Hatcher dishes it inside to Ferris, who goes inside again to Bratch. And the ball is tipped out of bounds by Mitchell Nash. That'll bring Drake Allen off the bench for Corbin Shoulders. Corbin Shoulders sits down. What's his point total Rob, if you don't mind.
Say shoulders, 18.
18, he sits down with 18. Okay, let's see him get to 20 points at least here in this ball game. Hatcher, the slight fellow for the Sisney Lions, he inbounds it to Buxton on the wing. Buxton dishes it to Ferris. Ferris dribbles, drives, picks up his dribble. He's looking for a guard. He's got nowhere to go. And they turn it over again. That's turnover number 20. Landon Ray on the layup. He misses everything for some reason. And Sisney come down with it, but they turn it back over. It's turnover number 21. And Connor McKinney comes down with it. He dishes it to Drake Allen. Drake Allen back to McKinney. McKinney at the top of the key. Dishes it to Havel. Havel back out to Landon Ray. Landon Ray pulls up for three. He's not afraid to shoot it. He's got 3 points on the night.
Right.
3 points for Landon Ray on the night. Misses that one. And Sisney looks to set up there. Half-court offense. 5:36 left to go in this ball game. Saluk's lead, 40-20. Hatcher's controlling the ball for the Sisney Running Lions. The top of the key, he dishes it to Zach Tannehill. Zach Tannehill dribbles, drives, lays it up, and it is no good. And it is tipped out of bounds by Drake Allen, so the possession will remain with the Sisney Running Lions. Drew Moore comes off the bench to spell Landon Ray. Landon Ray sits down with 3 points, and we got a full timeout taken by the Red Hill Salukis. This is Red Hill Saluki basketball on the Legend. We'll be back in 60 seconds right here on 99.3 FM.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here in Bridgeport, the Salukis are in control, 40-20. This game's brought to you by Leggett Lumber and Hardware here in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years. Casey State Bank, your community bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, serving breakfast and lunch daily, dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings.
New Patcher missed a long three, or all threes are fairly long, I guess.
And they're longer than others.
Yeah.
This game also brought to you by Varner Service Center, offering all of the automotive services that your vehicle needs. Sisney sets up their half-court offense. We've got Tannehill in the corner being hawked by Mitchell Nash. He tosses it back out to Buxton at the top of the key. Dribbles. He's got Connor McKinney on him. Drew Moore is guarding Hatcher. Hatcher on the wing. Looks for a guard. Dishes it to Tannehill. Tannehill almost coughs it up there, but remains control. Hatcher dribbles. He drives. And we've got a hand check there. That's going to be on Drew Moore with a push, I believe is what they call. Mm-hmm. Drew Moore, that's his second foul. And we'll do it one more time with the Sisney Lions half-court offense. Tannehill in the corner. He dribbles past Mitchell Nash, goes up for a foul, but he traveled.
No, he got called a foul.
Oh, the foul. I thought he traveled. I wonder which one happened first.
I think he was fouled, then he went into the traveling mode.
Foul number four there on Parker Havel. And Mitchell Nash will have a seat.
It's four on Parker. Andy Wells back in.
Tell you what, this defense tonight for the Red Hill Salukis, stout. Stout, pressuring, aggressive defense. And that's something that they'll need going into tournament time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
On the Best Way Express scoreboard, we got 4:37 left to go here in this ballgame. Salukis lead the Lions 40-20. Got a shot up by the Sisney Lions. That one's no good. Havel comes down with the rebound. He looks to push a little bit. And this is Drew Moore at the top of the key to McKinney, back to Moore. And then Moore will dish it to Havel. Havel at the top of the key. Moore on the wing. To McKinney on the top of the key, back to Moore. Moore dishes it down low to Andy Wells.
Andy Wells out of bounds.
Dribbles it off his foot. It's out of bounds. Turnover number six. And Sisney will control it. We'll bring it across the timeline. That's the young Jace Hatcher. A lot of playing time, and oh, he dishes it to Tannehill, who was not even looking at him. Bounces off his chest. Somehow Sisney comes back down with it. They lay it up. It's no good. They get their own rebound, though. It's up, and it is in. That's a foul on Andy Wells. Zach Tannehill, that's his eighth point on the night. He'll look to complete the and one.
Red Hill has not scored this quarter. Sisney's only scored six, but
it's probably because I jinxed them, said they didn't have to score the rest of the game. But on the Best Way Express scoreboard, and I'll give you that score right after this free throw, which is missed by Tannehill. Connor McKinney comes down with it. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis lead the Lions 40-22. We got 3:50 left to go in this ball game. Call 833-BESTWAY if you got a Class A CDL. They'll give you keys to a new career today. Drew Moore on the wing. This is it out to Havel. Cross-court pass. Brings it up to Murray at the top of key. Drew Moore on the right wing. And he's looking to set up Drake Allen in the middle there. Drake with the ball, top of the circle. Pulls up, and it is good. His first shot on the night, he's perfect. Yep. Drake Allen, 2 points for him. Sisney brings it across the timeline, and Hatcher sets up their half-court offense. Dishes it to Zach Tannehill in the corner. Tannehill back to Hatcher at the top of the key. Hatcher to Ferris. Ferris on the wing. Dribbles. He's got Drake Allen on him. Picks up his dribble. He shoots, and he knocks that one down. Josh Ferris, that's 4 points for him. Connor McKinney will control it. Dishes it off to Drew Moore. They're looking to do nothing in a hurry. To Andy Wells in the middle, and he turns the ball over. That's three turnovers there for Andy Wells on in short order. Sisney looks to push.
He picks up a turnover and intercepts a pass.
Andy Wells with the interception. Turnover number 22 for the Sisney Running Lions. Drew Moore for three from the top of the key. It rattles out. And the ball bounces around. And Salukis will keep possession.
Shoulders and Murray in for Wells. And I think
Havel. Yep, Havel takes the seat. So we've got Shoulders, Moore, McKinney, Murray, and Drake Allen. Shoulders at the top of the key. Two more points, and he's got 20 on the night. You gotta believe they're looking to get him a shot. Drake Allen tosses it to Drew Moore on the wing. Drew Moore tosses it. Another turnover. Sloppy play here in this fourth quarter by the Salukis. They're kind of just waiting for this time to tick away. 2:10 left to go in this ball game, and Jace Hatcher knocks down a three. He's been a little bit of a bright spot for the Sisney Lions. He's got 5 points. Shoulders to the top of the key, just to Drew Moore. Drew Moore to Connor McKinney. McKinney over to Shoulders. Shoulders to Murray in the corner. Back out to Shoulders to McKinney, to Moore. And Moore dribbles, drives. Shoulders in the corner. 4-3, and he knocks it down. That's 21 points for Corbin Shoulders. Four made three-pointers on the evening for Corbin Shoulders, having a great game.
That's his high for the year. It's not a career high, but it's high for the season, I think.
Yeah, didn't you say he scored like 40 points in a game or something one time?
No.
Sisney sets up their second or their half-court offense. Busting on the dribble. He's being guarded by Drew Moore. And he tosses it down low to Josh Ferris. Ferris posts up Drake Allen. And Drake fouls him. We've got 1:21 left to go here in in Bridgeport. We're going to get a host of subs for the Sisney Running Lions after these free throws. Josh Ferris will shoot free throws for the Sisney Running Lions. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, 45-27. Salukis in control of this one. We've got 1:21 left to go. Call 833-BESTWAY for keys to a new career today. Josh Ferris knocks down his first free throw. And that brings in off the bench, that's number 12, Dalton Miller. Also number 21, Austin Drake for Sisney. And why don't you shout out those subs that we've got coming in off the bench?
Looks like Gavin Volkman, Nick Shear, Nathan Worth, Colin Benson, and I believe the other one, Josh Henry.
Josh Henry there. All right. Second shot is up. Excuse me, it is no good. And the Salukis will bring it across the timeline. Sisney is chasing. Dishes it into the corner. And with 1:03 left to go, we've got a foul.
Sissany's first foul of the second half.
I think that was just an attempt to get Josh Ferris off the court.
Yeah.
He will be spelled by number 15. That is Ian Klingler. Ian Klingler for Sissany. Salukis, ball in the corner. And they look to just kind of dribble off the clock. They're going to move it around the perimeter here. Not much action. There's a shot. It's up, and it is good by number 41. That is Gavin Volkman. Gavin Volkman with the mid-range jumper. And that's his first points of the evening. Hatcher remains in the ballgame for the Sissany Running Lions. Great amount of playing time for the freshman tonight. 5'6" freshman dishes it off into the corner. Shots up. It is no good. And there's a scramble. But, oh, goodness. This ball is hot potato right now, guys. We've got 29 seconds left to go here in this ball game, and we've got a foul. That foul will be on number 22, Colin Benson. That'll put Jace Hatcher at the line to continue to add to his point total for the evening. And Todd Gurley named MVP. Wow. Hatcher knocks down his first free throw. He'll have a second because of the 1-1. Let's see, what is it? Todd Gurley wins AP Offensive Player of the Year, and also from the Rams, Aaron Donald wins AP Defensive Player of the Year. Got the Hall of Fame numbers for you coming up as well. We're going to work into this broadcast. As Salukis look to dribble out the clock, we've got 18 seconds left to go here in Bridgeport. But they turn it over again. Sissany comes down with it. Jace Hatcher will bring it across the timeline for the Sissany Running Lions. We've got 9 seconds left to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. The shot is up by Klingler. It's no good. Salukis come down with it. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that'll do it for the ball game here from Bridgeport. The Red Hill Salukis beat the Sissany Running Lions 47-30. We will have your post-game show in 3 minutes right here on the Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some pop, Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-thru order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Class A CDL drivers looking for a company that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you desire. Best Way Express is the company for you.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BESTWAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better, and our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Ambrell Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Not owned by a big corporation, that means lower rates and fees for you. When you're a member, you're a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrell Federal Credit Union can offer a better way to do your banking. Ambrell Federal Credit Union, next to Walmart in Lawrenceville. 618-943-2913. Membership eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Time for the post-game show here on The Legend, voice of Saluki Sports. Not really much to say about this ball game. The Salukis led from the onset and kind of dominated things. Let's go ahead and go over, actually, you know what? I apologize. We have Coach here with us. Coach, great ball game.
Yeah, you know, last night was a tough one. Long trip to Neoga. We lost that one in overtime. So I think sometimes the best medicine for a game like that is to turn around real quick and play another game. And we took advantage of that. I thought we did in the first half. We got out and pressured them. Sisney's well coached. They're super methodical. And you know, if you didn't know that, you saw it real early in the first couple minutes how methodical they were going to be. So we need to make some early shots and pressure them. And, you know, we seized control, I thought, in that first quarter and played a good first half. Second half, not so much. But, you know, we shot the ball. We had Corbin Shoulders come out, and he finally kind of got out of his slump a little bit and shot the ball well, so that was positive for us tonight.
You have 21 points for Shoulders. Your defense turned them over 22 times tonight, Ryan. What can you say? Speak to that.
Well, again, we're trying to get out and pressure people a little bit more. Get, you know, I kind of say in practice, if you can't touch them, then you're not close enough. So we want to be able to at least touch them. I'm not saying you touch them, but I'm saying you should be within touching distance. And we did that tonight, and I know there were several times where we got them to pick the dribble up, and then we were in complete denial, and we were able, like I said, when we were able to score, we were able to go full court on them and pressure them that way, and that was a big part of the first half. I thought expanding the lead.
Absolutely.
Okay, now yeah, you mentioned Corbin Shoulders. It was good to see him, you know, finally hit some shots. That first one went down, and then he hit. Let's see, he had one, two. He had four threes in the ball game. That's 21 points.
And yeah, Corbin deserves that. Yeah. Nobody's harder on Corbin than Corbin himself. Yeah. And, you know, he's been a little frustrated, and you can kind of see him in practice. But he continues to work hard, continues to work on his shot. And when you do that, you'll eventually get the results.
Well, now you got had three games this week, three games next week. You got five games left. I think four of them are at home.
Yeah, we got a lot of home games left. We've had a lot of basketball this week at every level, and you know that's going to continue next week. We got a lot of basketball still to play, and like you said, we got a lot of home games. And Tuesday night's a big game, yep. County rivals. So you know, that ought to be a really good game.
Right.
Yep. So we'll be back here on Tuesday for Pack the Place. Always a good event. Good luck next week, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
And here on the post-game show, Rob, why don't we go ahead and give some stats?
Okay,
let them know what's going on.
Okay, well, we talked about Corbin Shoulders. That was 21 points. I think it's a season high for him this year. He was double figures. Drew Moore had 13. 4 points for Chase Murray. 2 for Parker Havel. 3 for Landon Ray. 2 points apiece for Drake Allen and Gavin Boltman. For Sisney, they had 2 players with 8 points, Jordan Hosick and Zach Tannehill. Red Hill, I had them with 15 rebounds and 10 turnovers, 14 rebounds for Sisney, but 21 turnovers. Red Hill had 10-6 at the first quarter, 20-40-16 after three quarters, and the final score of 47-30. Salukis are now 9-12, and Sisney is 4-13. As you said, Red Hill with home games next week. They've got a pack-to-place game against Lawrenceville on Tuesday night. They have a rescheduled game, conference game, against Paris at home on Wednesday, and then they go to Robinson on Friday. So a busy week for Red
Definitely
Hill.
Definitely a busy week. And as far as pack-to-place goes, guys, it's going to be right here in Bridgeport. Bring a non-perishable item and get into the ball game for free.
Yes.
It's all of the proceeds go to Fishes and Loaves,
right.
And this place is going to be packed.
Yes, it will. And I guess we should give our
player
of the games.
And how about our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game, Rob?
Well, we've been talking about him most tonight, Corbin Shoulders.
Yeah, absolutely. Corbin Shoulders gets the honor there. And our Ambrough Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game goes to?
Well, we decided to go with Landon Rape. He had 3 points. Allen and Volkman each had 2, but Landon played more in the ball game.
Broke down
the
playing time.
He's had that several times. As a matter of fact, he was the player of the game off the bench at Hudsonville. So, but definitely Corbin Shoulders, 21 points, and glad to see him shoot the ball well.
Absolutely. And that's going to do it for our broadcast here. I want to thank Dennis Poland back at the studios, our engineer and producer. And also want to thank you, Rob McKinley, for doing this ball game with me. We had much more of a fun time than we did the last time you and I called the ball game.
Yeah, that was right.
It went smooth. We had no technical issues.
Right.
That does it.
And Red Hill won this time.
Yeah, and Red Hill won. That always helps. That does it for our broadcast here of Saluki Sports on the Legend, 99.3 and 910 AM. I am Brett Hartman. Have a great weekend, everyone.
To Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. A DLC Media sports presentation. Brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Wabash General Hospital, Best Way Express, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Hear Red Hill basketball action all season long on The Legend.
This is where the country legends live. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.